I think this is a sustainable way to take a resource without having the huge impact that other mines would create.
Well, 24/7, and that is Saturdays and Sundays too.
We're not going to operate 24/7. We don't have trucks. We have nothing to load. We've got nothing to do. So
that's only operating in the mine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely operating in the mine.
And but it's really not operating. It's more maintenance.
Right.
Yeah.
The ability to go there. And
you just we don't know what's going to happen. If that cat blows a track or something like that, we're going to be working on it until the morning because we're only going to have one or two pieces of equipment out here. So it's not like we're going to have spares off to the side that we can bring in. So.
How many trucks a day, like from here to Winona? Or one truck, how many loads a day?
We're
talking 125.
The way it works, and I didn't do the math, but I was going to do the math. I would like to release a truck out of here like every 6 minutes. And that allows us, you know, one of the questions that we had at the boardroom was...
I don't know. No, I got that figured out.
One of the questions that was asked at the boardroom was, well, why don't we extend this out to 10 or 15 years? Well, 10 or 15 years of more exposure, I think 3 years getting it out of here faster is better than 10 or 15 years of extended the same thing. But the reality is if you hire a guy to run an excavator and you hire a guy to run a cat and you get someone at the processing plant to process the material, we have to supply that processing plant with the same amount of sand. And that basically equals about a truck about every 6 minutes.
Less 10 trucks an hour times the 8.6 to 8 is 4. That's 120 trucks.
Yep.
During the summer.
Yeah. And then the 7.5 is.
Be 80.
Yeah, 80 trucks or whatever. Or 80.
I personally like what you're doing here. I just had a question on, was it the DOT that said it's only 20% utilization? Because, I mean, Highway 88, this is a mild winter and it's already starting to break up. Normally in the spring, the road breaks up completely down there. And last year on a trip from Tell to Elma, there were big sinkholes that one day I almost lost my four-wheeler on the back of my trailer, and I was only going 40 miles an hour. Now, this year, it's not as bad because we have a milder winter. So, I mean, I the only concern I've ever had is with the trucking. And, I mean, this is beautiful the way you're doing this, and I think it's a good plan. But I'm not talking about just this mine, but the other ones that are all going to be feeding down the same highways. I can't see how they can say, you know, we're 20% utilization when they're there every week patching 88.
Well, that comment was on the volume of vehicles that the road was designed to handle.
Right.
Not condition.
Well, but 88 doesn't meet that spec. You're talking about 37, right?
37 and 88 is way below that. The design was, you know, I mean, I don't know how many thousand.
We got it. It's a long time ago, that's for sure.
Tammy has that figure.
Tammy has that figure. We just spoke to her, and they did, I can't remember the date, apologize, it's been months ago, but there was a recent traffic count. Had you made no? Was it, you know, when their last traffic count was? Yeah. But they did
it was a while ago.
Yeah, yeah. They did a traffic count, and you know, the volumes that are on there. I'm sure that one of the things, and you know, I'll repeat this, but I don't know if they meant it jokingly. It was said in joking context, but it's the state's responsibility to upkeep the road. And if there's a bunch of trucks going on and the road falls apart, the state's going to have to get on it and fix those roads. We may accelerate you having to not drive on potholes. Maybe.
Well, the tricky bit to those roads is that they're so narrow. I talked to the state yesterday about that. And they said that a lot of these roads are so narrow that the only way they can do those repairs is the way they did them in Maiden Rock.
On
88. I understand that, but you know, the comment's the same here, which, you know, this road doesn't have enough shoulder to allow a pass either. So they probably shut down one side of it, flag it, back everybody up,
right.
Let everybody go the other way. So it's it's not easy. And I think that the big thing for the board to think about is this aggregation problem. It's not any single mine, it's all of them together. And what does it do to the people who live in the river towns as these trucks go through Alma and Fountain City and stuff like that? When do you stop? And I think there's got to be an answer, but I think you need to give the community time to figure that out. I think you...
Well, I'll be honest with you. The answer is real simple. In Winona County, they already figured out because the train can only handle that depot down there 3 million ton a year. And whether I like it or not, this guy's competition to me. He's bringing sand to the same place where I was supposed to bring, you know, Herman Hesley's sand.
Right.
So the reality is, in Ryan Barth, they ain't selling any sand because they already went to try and sell it, and they weren't buying because it was too expensive to take it out, you know, County P.
Right.
So that sand isn't even sold.
But that's...
They got a permit, but that's the same thing here. You're going to see more people come in and say, you know what, I can maybe get a better deal going than Clevegard can. But even if they go through and they go through the legal process to get that legal permit, which is a conditional use permit for their land, there's no guarantee at all that they'll be able to, you know, get a good business plan that'll beat Clevegard's business plan.
Right, but...
And allegedly it costs like $100,000 to $200,000 to mobilize the equipment and open up a mine site and satisfy all the DNR stuff, which you guys are doing actually a lot different than the other ones I've seen. Because the ones I've seen all have a big, huge pond in the bottom. Mm-hmm. So doing it the way you're doing with that angle thing is unique. Thank you. But, you know, but I mean, they're not all going to be running at the same time. And unless you know something about a railroad somewhere closer to here besides Winona.
How many log trucks go through Alma? How many log trucks go through Alma today?
How many milk trucks go through?
But I mean, we drive through Alma and stuff like that. How many log trucks do you think go through Alma? Because before this, we got out. John, where are you?
Yeah.
We got out, and I stayed till, I think, 1:30 or something like that. And then I went down, and John and I talked about business and stuff like that. But when we sat there, 17 or 19 log trucks in, what were we sitting there? An
hour,
45 minutes? You know, I mean, there's... Some of the things have to be put in context, and I think it's is it Senator Vine that talks about some of the things that she's going to do, and she's going to streamline this, and we're going to make all these things. She forgets to mention that she's part of bringing in how many millions of pounds of milk into the Wamedy area on the milk trucks every single day. I mean, it was I had no idea until I spoke to one of the gentlemen down there, and you know, it's somewhat hypocritical and a little bit of discrimination to, right now, of course, frac sand, everybody's on the we got to pay close attention, but it's that until the next big thing. Of course, we've been mining sand forever without incident, but now that we call it frac sand and we've got some slang term for it, it's this big bad thing.
That's a little glib. I mean, there's a difference between a normal rural sand mine, which we've got, I don't know how many, 30 in the county. You know, there's tons of them, but
this
they're very...
17 years.
Right. I mean, that's a different thing. That, you know, you run it for a while, you shut it down, you don't run it 24-7,
well,
7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, blah, blah, blah. The difference is the volume. Nobody's that worked up about what you're doing.
So you're saying socialism instead of capitalism?
No, I'm saying that you have neighbors, and that those neighbors have a say as well as you. And the impact of what you're doing is downstream. It's like if you were at the top of a stream and you were saying, well, I'm going to put a bunch of mercury in this stream and to hell with the guys downstream from me. I mean, you wouldn't want that.
We got a 5-year permit, but I'll bet you in about 3 years it'll not be economical to haul sand to town anymore.
Well,
Bruce Brown
that's...
came and spoke at Buffalo County and said 1 year, and that was like 4 months ago.
All right, we need to stay on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the footage for a blacktop? 200?
200 feet. Did you ever measure that out? It's got to put you pretty close to the scale, doesn't it?
The scale's going to be gone.
It is, okay.
Yeah, it'll be...
And moving it?
Yeah, we'll have
Chad, one of the questions was the to keep the wheels clean.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of the blacktop. Of course, if it's cold, it freezes to it, and if you're going to try and sweep it, that's a difficult thing.
Yeah.
Voided rock seems to work better, and if we can create this circle area, if you can keep the tires clean, you don't have to worry about cleaning them.
Yep.
And that would be the intention rather than setting up a bath. Of course, if it's 20 below, that bath.
Some people like baths.
Yeah.
You don't. Yep. There's alternate.
Yeah, exactly.
Good way to make mud.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can make everything wet again.
Yep.
I This is a little bit off subject, but in concern for the neighbors and the people that live around here, some of you may have gotten this. I think, sir, you had sent this out. Is this
that's me.
That's you. You had sent it out. There's two people on here that I'm.
One of them's dead. I apologize about that.
Two of them are dead, and I'm sure their families don't want phone calls.
I called them.
From fired up people.
I called them and apologized.
Okay, so I didn't think the rest of everyone knew here that two of these people were on there were gone. So if
the first two, don't call them.
Actually, it's Gary Steiner.
Steiner.
Gary Steiner and Charles
Heike.
If you were to call those people, their families probably wouldn't appreciate
it. And it doesn't pay to call Jim Lodenmeyer because he's no longer on the board. He lives in the city of Alma.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's one of the other things is that, you know, let's deal with good information. Let's deal with factual information, you know, things like this. I appreciate the comment from the competition over here. I mean, we like to think that what we're doing is a good way to do it. It's a responsible way to do it. And I think that coming before the county and given a chance to show people how we go about this, I think it may end up changing how we move forward on these smaller footprint type mines.
Yeah, this would be one of the smaller mines around.
It's the smallest footprint that I know of.
And
all things.
Another thing is this road up here, this town road, is about as dangerous as you can get. And if this mine would go into effect, that problem would be solved. Where at any time, it don't have to be a truck. It could be a carload of people going up here at the speed limit. Yeah. And the people that live in that town road could come out and hit broadside. You can figure out what casualties there'd be. So there's a lot of good could be done by having something like this, because these people say they will get that problem solved.
I think that's great. I love that. I'm concerned about problems on the rest of that 45-mile route.
Yeah, well,
and you know,
but that doesn't concern this mine. Bottom half does not concern. My comment is, everybody stood up there and hollered about 88, which is fine, but that is not our proposed route. If you read
I know.
But then we got to get off of that subject about the south part of 88. That's another time.
I'm not talking about 88.
There's not 45 miles from here to the Highway 37.
No,
from this property.
It's 37. To 35 to the bridge over Winona.
88.
No, I'm not talking about 88 right now. I'm talking about 30, your route.
37 and 35.
Yes.
It's a state road.
Yes.
It can take all the take trucks.
And they were designed to transport products. Okay.
It's the town's people.
If it, Wisconsin DOT looks at that and takes responsibility for that too.
You know, there really isn't the town if you don't have jobs to stay there and you know, have a family, and that's one of the things. I mean, Gilmanton, quite a few people are from this area. I can show you Weyerhaeuser, where I come from. They just shut the school down here a few years ago. They're talking about the Senex doesn't have enough money, so the bank will leave. We'll have free bars left. And we know what that generates. But the simple fact is that we've got an opportunity to actually do some good financially. I mean, the guys that are, we've got 20 guys that want to come and haul, and they're all local guys.
All local
and
people.
They're farmers and whoever, but wouldn't it be nice to have a job that's a good-paying job that's right in here in the hills? I mean, it's...
What about all the jobs in Alma and all the jobs in Fountain City and all the jobs in the towns along the way where people are going to wind up losing their jobs because of all the traffic?
We went to Alma today to have breakfast, and we were going to stop at...
It's not tourist season.
Kate and Gracie's or whatever, one of the other places, he's done. He's shut down.
Right.
No, I mean, and so are several of them there. I had to ask the Quick Trip which place was still open for breakfast.
But this isn't tourist season.
The people are going to where the jobs are, and they're not in Alma.
So you're essentially saying to hell with the people in Alma and Fountain City.
No, we're not.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
No, you're...
Well, do you want to rephrase that again?
Yeah, the people, I don't have enough money to keep these jobs open, these businesses open, and if you...
What do you think happens to them when 120 plus 95 plus 150 loads a day start going through those towns. What do you think? They'll stop for breakfast? I don't think so. The truckers?
Which people have the breakfast today?
Oh, boy. I think that's it's too. The problem with this process, people, is that we're all doing this with anecdotes. We're all telling our little stories. We don't have it. Any studies? We don't have any facts.
We don't. All of the breakfast.
I know. In fact, I was unemployed and I went to being making $20 an hour last fall and spring, and I love or last fall.
That's a nice. It's a wonderful story.
And a whole bunch of other people alongside me. Plus, I didn't have time to go make stuff, so we were buying stuff all the time. Plus, it was like Severson oil, lithium grease. They were bringing stuff. We were greasing every day, you know, twice a day. There's all kinds of other things, and there's other people, I don't know who all that were, bringing in parts, upgraded the energy consumption.
But these are all just stories.
Energy.
Right now the facts are, nobody is going through Elma, nobody is going through Cochrane, nobody is going through Fulton City with trucks.
Right now.
Right now.
But what's going to happen when these mines go in?
There has been approved mines, Segerstrom's over here on 37. They're going through Nelson.
Right.
Steve Stamm, he's going up through Mondovi. These guys potentially want to go through Elma, Cochrane, Fulton City.
That's right. Correct. Right. And potentially an alternative route to Arcadia.
Going east.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Worry about that at the time.
Yep.
But those are the facts right now, and I guess that's what we have to look at. That's what everybody should look at, because that's what's here.
So if there's a big problem with these trucks going through Elma and Fulton City, the people living in those towns get a hold of DOT
and
see what you can do about it.
No, that's not what they'll do. That's not what I would do if I were them. I would take a look at this process that's all based on stories and anecdotes and standing around in a cold yard, and I'd fire up a lawyer and I'd go after the county.
That's what's wrong with this country.
Well, that's too bad. That's what the law is all about.
That's why that kind of stuff will make it why I don't go back to work this spring.
Well, that's too bad.
I think we hashed this over enough.
Yeah.
I like the site here. It's pretty much off. You know, it ain't going to please everybody. I know half the people are for it here and half against it. I make a motion to approve this site.
With conditions?
With all the conditions that are listed by Chad.
They kind of act as a moving train.
You want them read?
Oh, we read them at the boardroom.
And there was six trucks here all at the same time. And that was one of the things they were...
So are you keeping track of the traffic, where it goes? And so if there is a, you know, if there are two or three mines all using the same route, are you going to deny the later ones so that there isn't so much traffic? I mean, is that a...
As of this time, no, but we are tracking them. And where the threshold is, I'm not sure where that's at. We have plans to talk as a committee, zoning committee.
It seems to me that's an important thing
right.
to be thinking
Absolutely.
About as a sort of
Absolutely,
planning
without a doubt.
Issue for the
And
planning.
We are tracking them right now, yes.
Be sure nice to know what the threshold is going to be.
Okay, a motion was made to grant this permit.
120 a day, okay.
I didn't do that.
120 during the summer, and I think it was 80 to 90 in the winter.
We have it listed as 125, however, the hours do change. Yep. They go from 6 to 8 during the summer. It's spelled out as May 1st to October 31st, winter 7 to 5, November 1st to last day in April.
And then you'll, with Amy...
Yep,
that's
a condition
take,
in there.
I mean, everything, yeah.
And I think she's done. We've done a bunch of that with the township already.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I can say everything. Is, yeah, I'll second that motion.
Okay, the motion was made to second that we grant a permit for this site. Everybody in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Okay, here.
And I'll clear up that. That intersection over here.
Yeah, that's one of the conditions that needs to be done before we start.
Oh, you're gonna take the road down, so you're gonna have a level, more of a level spot when you come onto the highway.
That we got to determine with
the town board.
And I talked to Marvin Meyer about it. He couldn't be here today, but he said whatever is okay with the DOT, and I think he wanted Dave Brevik involved. Maybe not.
I don't know how Dave Brevik can get involved with that. I mean, he's the county commissioner and this is the state
road. I think you just want a little input from Dave Brevik. Mm-hmm. Because Marvin's new with the job.
Yeah. I'm sure the township.
Right. And that Tammy said that she will issue the permit to the township. Not to me or not to Dennis.
That's correct.
Not to,
it
has to go to the township.
Yeah, it has to
And like I said, I spoke with the Riverland Energy people. They'll move the poles wherever deemed necessary.
When the township said that they'd work with us, of course, we're going to be sitting right on the side of the corner anyway, so we'll have flaggers and stuff like that. So
that'll all be part of that DOT permit.
And just so you guys are aware, you will get a condition report here. But that is the condition that needs to be done prior to any product removal.
Sure.
Okay.
That actually should go pretty well.
The pole moving is probably the biggest thing. We need to get a logger in there and move the trees.
And then there's that other condition, the two must require any DOT permits and everything. So for that, the township would get it. And then also for this here, to make sure that's, if it is up to par,
it is.
Okay. And it's wide enough and everything, and call that's wide enough.
She
sent us 35
feet. Okay. All right.
With apron. You can get a permit.
With apron? Okay.
Then they go ahead and have to prove it up. They have to board and that's about $15,000. Normally the guy that says he's going to buy the sand or...
Yeah, the company.
The company. Right. Usually, I mean, if you got a lot of money and go ahead and do it all on your own, then you take a gamble and run with it. Like McGee and there was a company called SEH, it charged like $46,000 to mount you five holes, 100 feet.
We should go with the RJs now.
McGee and Beth had a lot, just did the same job for $15,000.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Appreciate
it. Yep. Good luck.
That sounds good.
Are they going to Bloom's next time?
Yeah.
Boss is waiting.